long awaited. So excited to see Dear Evan Hansen at the Niederlander Theater, 24 West Randolph in Chicago. John Hemphill plays Larry Murphy in the show. Hey, I have a beginning question for you here, John. I have not seen, I may be the only one, but I have not seen Dear Evan Hansen. So let's start here. For those who don't know, what is an overview of this show?
Absolutely. Well, it's obviously Evan Hansen is the main part of the thing. And so the title Dear Evan Hansen alludes to a letter that his therapist, and I'll start by saying he's a high school senior who's dealing with social anxiety, and he writes this letter, which is, Dear Evan Hansen, today's going to be a good day, and here's why. And this letter gets into the wrong hands, which ends up embroiling him into this family where he basically gets everything he ever thought he wanted, love and family and belonging and all of that. But it's unfortunately under the false pretenses. So you know, as these things do, they kind of unfurl and unwind, and the lies that are created kind of fall apart. And even though it is a very moving story, it's a very funny story, which leaves us with this great feeling of hope of being connected, and that there are people out there for us. So it's a story about the young people in high school age. It's also about parents, me being a parent in the show. It really kind of touches and connects to all walks of life and people. It's quite a great story.
And that adopted, for lack of a better word, family, temporary family, I don't know, ideal family that you speak of, you play the dad, Larry Murphy?
Yes, the dad of Connor Murphy, who ends up getting this letter, and unfortunately for our family, we deal with him taking his own life, and dealing with all of the grief and the regrets and all of that go on, and we end up connecting with Evan, it ends up being, you know, every character in this musical gets what they think they need, you know, and then it is kind of taken away from them as the show goes on, and it's how we deal with that as humans, you know, it's just such a universal story. The music's so great, and it's really a joy for me to be a part of, for sure.
You know, I've read theater critics who have said this is clearly one of the great musicals of all time and one of the great shows of all time, and I've seen those lists because there are those lists, and at this time of year especially, there's a list for everything. The best toothpaste of 2022, right? There's a list for everything.
Right.
So this show appears on, like, everyone's list. What makes this musical so great is part of the question, but it's more than just a great musical. You go out to Oklahoma or something, it was a great musical, you hum the tunes or whatever, it doesn't change your life. People say this show actually has changed their lives.
Yeah, and it really has, and we get to connect with audiences after shows and when we do talkbacks. It really is a story that reflects the people's lives of today and families of today. Stephen Levinson wrote an incredible script. Patrick and Paul, the music is just so moving. And it's a story that's universal. It deals with issues of the technology of today with social media and how that has made life, we're actually less close because we're waving through that window of our phones, you know. And I think so it really speaks to a lot of people. And it's just, sometimes you have these shows where the writing connects with the music, connects with casting, and it's really a special show. It really is. So we're super proud to be bringing it around the country.
Have people actually come up to you and said, you know, I was considering maybe even doing the worst to myself, and then I saw this show, or I couldn't be the person that I really am, and then I saw this show?
We we do hear that, and it's something that is, you know, we are actors in a show, and we do our best to tell this story, and so when we do hear people that it has affected in that way to help them in their lives, it's so very meaningful, and from parents to individuals, it's I mean, that's a special part of the show, to be able to communicate with the audience and to empathize and to commiserate and to share this experience with them, and then to hear that, like you say, to hear that the folks that say, gosh, yes, it really did help me, or push me in a different direction, or help me to reach out for help. That really means a lot.
Yet people walk out of the theater feeling good. I mean, it's definitely an upbeat show. I don't want to give people an idea that it's not. How does it feel on stage to perform to both audiences at this point who have seen the show 10 times, perhaps, and others who have not seen the show at all?
Well, you get kind of a rush from both of it. You know, you can hear people singing along. You know, that's really wonderful. And you see the folks out there in their really great blue polo shirts, the one that Evan wears during the show. So that's great, and we love our fansons. We call them Dear Evan fansons. They're just the greatest. And then folks that haven't seen it, it's special too, because we know that we're going to take them on a ride. We know they're going to be laughing. We know they're going to be singing along to the music. We know that they're going to be moved by the story. And so when people say, you know what, either if I talk to them beforehand, they say, I don't know anything about the show. And I go, great, great. And you're going to enjoy it. And it's one of those shows that I can tell absolutely anybody, come to the show, you're going to have a good time. You're going to be moved. You're going to laugh. Because it is a very funny show, and there's a lot of laughs, because you need laughter with drama. You have to have it all together. So it's one of those great full package musicals that's a really great night of theater.
Well, he's got the full package at the Nederlander Theater. Dear Evan Hansen, finally in Chicago through the end of the year. John Hemphill, a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.